her arms, she would comb my hair in the morning, she would, you know, her husband would talk to Richard. It was just such incredible. And it was so selfless. So, and I am the type that little things people do to me is huge. I can be glorifying them the rest of my life. I give more compliment than sometimes when is necessary. So when I came back, I decided I want something really precious for her when I go back. So I said, well, what can I get her? I bought a sweater that came from China. It was cashmere, and very thin, very, very good quality with hand-sewn flowers. And I thought, this would be good for early in the morning in the ashram. So I took it for her. As sweet as she was, she went ballistic with me. How dare you bring me a jacket? I don't need it. It's really not a good idea. We are supposed to give, we're not supposed to receive. And I stood there. I had tears in my eyes. Felt like I just killed somebody. And I came out, I said, I will never do that to somebody. Never. Never. Because we get so lost in giving, and some people get so lost in getting. Normally, the ones that give are the ones that took another lifetime. They know better, you know.
I like your suggestion to say namaste, whether you receive or give.
Whether I receive, because when there is no self, a small self, who is giving it to me? Who is not giving it to me? You know, Tony built this room and you provided the space and material. And I sat here and I brought the table and the chair and all of that. None of them is lasting. But this giving, this putting the candles in the flower, this seeing you guys coming in, this flowers that Richard and her brought, all of things is giving. Every time you look at this flower, you see, thank God is here. It's giving and taking. That's what makes a place blissful. In India, anybody that gives, gives. You know, the hospital is run all voluntarily. One brings computers to the things, one brings machinery. Rich people, a doctor leaves their town for a month and go to India, a surgeon, different surgeon, and they give their time free. Why? Because they want to give. And the same surgeon gets received by free food and shelter from somebody else that loves to give. Just like Burning Man. You know, miniature of that, it was Burning Man. So where is the dignity? The dignity is be able to receive and to give, not with the word of giving, but as the flow of the self. Tony can help but give. This is the flow of the self. Hans cannot help but a smile. This is giving. It's a Mihaela in her own way. Ida, every one of us. And giving is not just money. Giving is this. Giving is this. Giving is the effort I put to bring good inspiration. And giving is this, the walls and the color that he painted. So here we have dignity. And there is no self-aggrandizement. How do you say it?
Aggrandizement.
Yes, yes. Aggrandizement. It just is the way it is. It's like a king that serves as a servant. Now, also another point that is so beautiful, and I've seen all of us doing it more and more as we get together, is that even though we're expanding our consciousness, our awareness, we have a deeper understanding, we're more like a child. It's like having PhD and acting like a kindergarten with the wisdom of a PhD, you know? And how many of you have noticed that in you, that as you expand, your life has become a blossom of this childlike expression? Yeah? Good, good.
Unfiltered.
8 years old.
Unfiltered.
Maybe.
And then there are people that have PhD and they can never be in the kindergarten because they know too much. They are such a somebody that you can't even knock a nail in their head. So whatever that expands us, our deep understanding, that is divine. That is divine. Any other questions or sharing?
Well, I'll share. I guess I in a meditation we just had, I was feeling, appreciative and grateful for this past year, and for the teachings that I've been learning here, and how it's benefited my life, and so I was feeling, you know, grateful for that. That's one thing, and then the last 2 weeks have been hard, a bit hard in a way, because I was dealing with, a very good friend, a younger person, but not that young, and I guess in some way, just like a lot of people, she's a PhD, and she has had a lot of problems with living in her mind, and she admits it, and she's trying to work on it. But she believes that, like you were saying one time, you know, to somebody in our group, you know, you go digging all these holes.
Yes. And getting nowhere.
In the water. And it was starting to, I've known her now over the past 2 years. And she claims to be respectful and caring and everything towards my husband and I, but I have, especially the last year, feeling like it's not
balanced.
And so, and then something kind of just snapped me. And I was, it was just sort of like frustration, and I was, I've been trying to just let things go, you know, just accept, just try to understand, just go, but I finally had to tell her, you know, you're just, you're not what you say and you think it doesn't pan out. So I was hard, you know, to confront somebody, but I had to, and it was a hard 2 weeks because it was, you know, I felt very.
She came to visit you?
No, I know her.
You could not avoid her.
Not you mean through all this time?
Yes, I mean past It's a couple of weeks.
Oh, not, not even seen, no, I didn't want to see her, and I, no. I didn't like that, but
it was bothering you.
Bothering me.
Yes.
Bothering me.
Yes.
And even and when I meditated, and then I, in my contemplation, I would see things more of a pattern of things.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh my gosh, you know.
Yes. Let me tell you something, Martha. There is a lot of remedies that, you know, everybody can give it to you and you can give it to yourself. But sometimes when we try to let go, we're using the mind to let go. Actually, we are building up intolerance toward the person. We're not actually getting rid of it, but we're... To me, the prevention is very important, that you just stop for little things, for insignificant things, so that you're so used to it that when a big thing comes, you have your gun in your hand, you know. But unfortunately, we have an idea that we're only spiritual when the tough gets tougher, as far as using the tools, and that fails, you know, falls short. As far as bottling it up to the point that you need to say something, I used to be like that, you know. And what remedy me some years ago was that someone that I was very kind to for years and years stabbed me really bad, and I don't mean literally, many times and left. First, I was really upset and angry. What really erased the whole thing at that time, I mean, now there is no question, I sat down and I said, what in me triggered such unpleasant, you know, a friend? What did it trigger? What have I done to her? Talking karmically, which we never talk here because I've passed, you know, our teaching is past that. But going back, so when you do that, you begin to inquire in yourself. You begin to take an inventory of your feelings. And in that, you forget about what she said. It becomes very little important.
So inventorying how I related to her in maybe some way that might have...
No, you don't take the blame from her on yourself. Just say, what it mean triggers such a negative out of her, and then look at it and say, what is this? If you cannot find it, that's what I did. I couldn't find it easily, so I said, whatever I've done, I even wrote a letter to that person. So whatever I've done that brings such an animosity and such a, you know, this type of words out of your mouth, in past lifetime, because I hadn't done it in this lifetime, I apologize for that. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't for her to excuse me, I couldn't care less. It was for me to release it and let it go. You see? But if we let them have it, even though it's their fault, we have not learned the lesson, another person can push your button. And then another person can push your button. Mm-hmm. Then you become one of those that every so often has to jump out of the mm-hmm. chair. And if you want to remedy it, also help yourself with the tools that we have. One of the things that would really, really help you is when people have bothered you or when they said something that was really out of line, just sit down and say, are you with me? Just say, are you with me? And see how you feel, and then say, that's all I need. That's all I need. Yes.
I notice an empowering sensation comes over me in a situation